Yeah. It's the only thing that keeps your brain from short circuiting.
That's funny. My brain is 80% egg.
We hereby call these buffalo readings to order.
Here, here.
Keep busy, or a spontaneous kipple combustion will burn down your flat. Stretch and clean. Graduate independent medicine magazines with pictures of color dreams and possible Galapagos vacations. Food and wine. Minute Maid. Six inspired moves to a better butt. Jody and Katie dolls. Okay to top ice. Wax. Traditional family gatherings. Keep busy. For tapping fingers be. Cheez-Its. And Sunny Delight. Sara Lee butter streusel coffee cake. Drumstick Pepsi. Roller to inline skates. Fruit to all weather be vodka box. Vodka box. Saline solution. Saline solution. Keep busy. Or all of your life will begin to have no meaning. FedEx instant cupid. Superhuman eye care, 24-hour child development, ice cream for your weight, tidy cats, coffee nips and electrically heated body cat scratcher, hail, Hanson, yeah. Carpet padded cat castle, cat haven, and heavily feline fortress, honey bunches of oats with almonds set in rows, Alpo, chewies, and keep busy, or the weight of time almighty will begin to tower down over you. Keep busy, because we're blazing a new trail all the way to Oklahoma. No smoking. Pennzoil, 12-inch drawers and berry bowl pampers too. Great savings, granulated sugar substitute, and $4 customer appreciation day in desperation. Duraflame as wide as your head. HP CD labeler. Elk Buyer's Guide. Guide to the Cosmos. Jewel Paste 101. Guide to Forestville. Guide to the Unknown. Guide to your marriage. Fluorescent desolate track lighting as hard as their fingers frantic with ratchet speech broken on crockery mills, hard and callous nubs, a new canon of splintered teeth, and ATMs, shoes with holes, monstrous weaponized with And now, part two. Dancing over alcohol forgotten, kept soft with iron soles and fake rubber burritos welded for good to the floors of gutted black cars, drank at the Supo, evening spent worry and fearsome Seattle, bus to work by midnight, eager to pay, wary of their wallets, steel chains and glistening hairdos, bitten cuticles, count the money, for hard, too sharp for silence be between, more angry than he was cautious, said I don't forgive where you go, but what you do.
Chew all these things, not hit people, and then, like, you have a viewer rating. If your viewer rating drops to zero,
that's great.
That's it. You lose.
That's awesome.
But you get like higher ratings when you shoot like certain things, or if, like, you crash the car, shooting up the car, then you job, whatever.
That's cool. See, like, they didn't try to make it like you. I mean, you are Starsky and Hutch, but they didn't try to make it like, you know, Starsky and Hutch are real.
10:06. It's here around us, in here, about us in this Christmas universe, the bawling, spinning globe, this came and went, and the migrant people's mind running around brown, this health and mind and food and touch, and of soft flesh, and this war of ignorance, of mind, of fifth gear, this baby world arguing over stories, Mother Goose Mary, who's the god of truth, the Shiva of destruction, on CNN, whose con is this mind, of matter, of Jesus, of Muhammad, of Abraham, of Siddhartha, of fences around dust people, scattered angry zealots, proposing the end of life. Well, this life of us, what now, belief of man, what of the me, my mind, of what is real, reality of real? All theory leads to questions. What still must be answered by faith? Faith in what? Him who does not answer, or he who does? The mind of reality, the mind we share, the only mind of time, Buffalo, that has arisen out of reality. All belief and experience in truth, in part, collectively true, and all holy. And fear not, because we already know that mind in infinity exists. So too does instantaneous infinity of ice cream heaven and spilt ice cream hell.
I have a request.
Man, me and the devil are old friends. You need to lay in nothing when someone's your housemate for your housemate. This is untitled. Poison cup filled by the sky which cries to go for a drink, but I can't hear you as you speak. Perhaps you shouldn't talk while you eat. Flying, another day, another surprise on the wind, but my dip and curve simply states how it is. Is it the clearing? Is it the forest deep that I cannot see, or am I simply overthinking the obvious again? Talk. The static drowns out the horizon in this technicolor dream layered over the black and the white, which is always just gray, but truth just works that way. You ain't saying nothing new, but that's just how the old presents itself. I'm not deceived by the new rapper, so it's off to the trash once I've looked my gift horse in the mouth. Let's go for a ride. It's fun, kid, I swear, because falling is them the brakes, because it's all glued by integrity anyway.
Yeah.
Right. This is a piece I wrote while in Seattle waiting to do the feature that we was doing, and you know, it was after all the craziness that we had already gone into on the way down to Big Sur, and I decided to kind of capture that. So anyway, here it is. Excuse me if I slur a little bit of this because I still got it handwritten. I haven't even typed this shit up. Exactly how I wrote it while waiting to do a feature in Seattle. It's called The Poetry Transients. I have 5,000 miles under my fingernails, but this week hasn't played itself out yet. So buckle up, kid, because the ride has kick-started the funeral wake in the dust. Out on the horizon, the storm was brewing, but we sailed through that mother twice in both directions. Through the snowed-in mountain passings and the landslides and the no-visibility fog, with those hot fuckers that sped by laying upside down on the side as we had the last laugh. You know, we laid waste in Big Sur, shouting our message while the band played its high-intensity jazz and debauchery flowing from both hands so freely you should have grabbed the cup. Shocking, we arrived in one piece, but we put our lives in our own that night, and many laid shattered when the sun felt like arriving on the scene. But that's behind now, and we're Seattle right now with Buffalo and Portland tomorrow. The fire seems to be blazing in our wake, and every time I check the news, people have died behind us. Poetry readings shot out of the fires of hell, and everyone keeps asking for more. We will provide.
Ooh, I remember that poem from when you read it on
the phone.
The funny thing is that night, we got back at like 4 in the morning, and I don't think I fell asleep for a while too, so I only slept like 1 hour that night, and then we had and that day, when we were asleep, we had the fucking Buffalo readings in Portland to do. You know, being that it's like, you know, the one time I'm going to be there, I don't know when I'll be there again, you know, I got to really make a good showing, but this is what I wrote that morning while stuck in the middle of this, having been up for an hour and suddenly, like, sitting in, like, some college somewhere, like, in the cafeteria with my sunglasses on and a cup of coffee gripped in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
This is called The Morning After.
Coffee lays on my weary, but the power isn't working its usual charm, and I'm wondering if there's any hope, or should I just be sold off like so much used broken goods? I think my trade-in value is diminished, and even I'd be hard-pressed to buy myself. Bed with welcome arms awaits, but we seem to have been separated, and I hate the bastards who have gotten between me and my sleep. Fucking daytime life responsibilities are overrated, and I'm left with nothing more than the daydream of the eternal Z's. Vertical can shove itself up its own ass. Horizontal or bust.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's why the morning after. We've all been there.
This is not a poem, nor is it written by me. This was a single-page short story written by my friend Justin, the cat ass person who raised it firsthand.
Forever after known as Mr. Cat Ass.
for a short story competition. This is called The Defining Moments. The blind man's name was Aaron, the single definition which had been assigned to him externally. With that one gift, he was simultaneously anchored to a reality without images and free to characterize it. His mother made a point of calling him handsome. Simultaneously, he'd received mole rat from his classmates. The two canceled each other out. He was still his to define. Clearly bitter morning following record snowfall, he was in ecstasy. A surging source of heat restoring life to a dead world. His guide dog led him up a steep snowy incline to a metallic platform. I'm an agent of sentience, navigating a world operated by blind motion. Suddenly the dog stopped short. He swung his cane forward to find an abyss ahead of him. The world had come to an end, and he stood inches from the diving line. Excuse me, he called out. Excuse me, can anyone tell me where I am? A British woman, who had paused to watch his curious progress toward confusion, called up to him. You're on top of an automobile, she announced authoritatively. You must turn directly around and come down now. Aaron's cane lashed about for a second opinion. The dog, mortified, refused to budge. He was trapped there for the world to observe and for him not to see back. But he understood what they saw. I'm a machine rendered helpless by the indifference of nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Parties and
Yeah, you can't. Your lungs must live in fear. I'm unsure of what is about to come next. You gotta keep them on their little long toes.
Damn right.
Damn straight, that's right. Le journée a trouvé son volontaire savant de la France avec conduire avec fidélité. Chaque le journée a son frère homme, quelle que soit sa race, sa nationalité, sa religion. It gets on, and it won't let us go. Obsolete prophets go rolling without reason, and the prisons will overflow with the people of America. And we will look down on the slow dawn of time. Backpacked fast cell students from Hunter College and all along these lines, the turnstiles grow heavy and melt. Puddles of silver and monkey's sweat. These bones, Chinese, veterans of time and money wars, celebrated, slept, died, red ribbons for luck. It gets on. And what savant's guide can I be to one who already knows the way? I ask and you do not answer. It is intimately understandable. And there's nothing yet to prove anymore. Happy fucking New Year. And during the day we grow tired living these bones. The white vans unnumbered barely making the tighter and tighter turns in the early hours of the morning as we will barely make rent. And the empty contact discs lie shattered alongside millions of spent condoms and the jacked up trucks make mirrors of my inside and private insanity. The evening is permanently scarred now and snow burns our faces when we talk. I'm a mirror, a deck of cards, a dangerous family, a muted whisper, the lake of tears that dissolves all that it touches. Or perhaps there and back, or melody fill an empty room, find my new lover there, sleek and refined, hair for sunlight. She shines, for I'm her new boy, but she does not smile anymore. Gray and blonde, the face of a famous actress, and wise, dark-eyed daughters of the American West will lead our way. The blade of ignorance holds its nose as we pass. We are the ones who drank from broken glass, who sang poor songs from TV shows, threw up in the mailboxes of private homes, threw up in the aimless city air screen lobbies of Mission Bay, hotels, scattered legs, and screamed fuck. Fuck. Fuck the police. And they were just tired and doing their jobs. And litter piles up on the highways that lead out of this city. And this place is really a tremendous dark and featureless dream that no one wakes up from. Yeah. It gets on. And the giants of our world shrug their shoulders and the earth moves. And the MTA workers smoke behind bulletproof plates. Yeah. And murmurs of revolt. And the ATM machines are running on empty, not standing on gold. And with golden eyes, I can see there are sandstorms in our streets. We pay no bills, for there are none to pay. And we pray in arms of consciousness. And our minds are broken. And our spirit is broken. And our bodies are broken. But the world is broken also.
Yeah! Boost!
Go careful. Yeah, ask like you're bullshit.
Oh, that was the thing.
Is it actually rubbing hard if you are?
Oh, good. I don't want to actually explore.
As a note, I noticed that it did stop recording a couple of times while you were low. The microphone is right behind Brian, so it's a little far away.
Oh, okay. Oh, is it this wire right here?
Yeah, he is. It's been recording his back. Holy shit.
That's okay, because this is the beginning of the Buffalo Radies.
And our spirit is broken, and our bodies are broken. Oh, not me! Ah!
Let's do a poetry reading in a diner.
Well, I mean, we'll bring poetry and read
it. We don't need to notify
anybody. I mean, we can come back and start recording again.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what? I second that vote.
For our recording.
Yeah, for all people, you know, desperately listening to this.
Mike, how do you feel about all this?
I don't mind going out to eat in a diner.
It's four and one abstention. For it. Well, we do have to come back and fold some of these issues and statements.
Oh, you'll get your slip.
Yeah, well, we're not going to do a full reading there. They'll throw us out long before
it. I need more liquor.
Oh yeah, we can finish up the blackberry brandy before we go.
Yeah, we'll be good and drunk by the time we. But remember the last time that I said let's drink something and did it. What happened? We had fun in tremendous quantities.
Yeah, and you have a checkerboard vomit pattern on you.
We had fun in tremendous liquid chunky quantities.
Luckily, the bin probably strained out any chunks.
That's the thing I was left with, a basket full of chunks. And I just looked at it, and then my roommate is like, Aaron, when you clean out the wastebasket, don't do it in the bathroom, okay? Just please. And I'm like,
just throw the fucking basket out.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Wash it out.
There are other baskets.
You don't want to be scraping chunks off the inside of it.
Yeah, no. They moved out over 2 or 3 days, assisted by beefy women called from a specialized service, or friendships, or Craigslist, or hell.
Yeah.
3 butch dykes needed for moving job. We'll pay you in weed. They scrawled the words bad vibes on the wall. Angry, jagged letters and what appeared to the layman's eye to be some kind of a little bat face with a scrunchy mouth. I rinsed off the pencil marks later. Mullet lesbians, a lot of them. Hairy knuckles, panting, pink-cheeked, pierced, generally overworked, premenstrual, carefully spiraling any DeFranco quotes and song excerpts about empowerment and fear around the light fixtures, blocky paragraphs of lyrics on the ceiling. I got the fear part. I am sick of Annie DeFranco. I want Annie DeFranco to die. She is ruined for me. Like Bible freaks and dictators, their isolation is self-imposed. A mountain of security. Serene meditation on the island of bitch. For these people, listened only to lesbian music, drank lesbian wine, booked lesbian vacations, ate meat only rarely and then from free-range lesbian animals, read lesbian, lesbian thoughts.
I love those farms.
Sorry, go on. Oh, there's no more poem. I just wanted to share that with you.
Fantastic. Here, this is in dedication for where we're about to head.
Yeah.
This is called At the Waverly.
Hello.
We're going there now?
Well, not the Waverly.
Oh,
you know, yeah, that's a bit far, but we will go to a corner diner.
We're going to the triple decker. It's a fine family establishment.
But, you know, this poem is really written to all the diners out there that wait for us with loving arms.
Do you have any Coca-Cola before he starts?
Check the fridge.
I'm going to drink your 151. Is that okay?
That's fine. I use it to braise meat.
That's, you know, in a white wine reduction with a little bit of this.
Damn straight.
When I opened it.
Okay, good.
Like a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So anyway, this is a poem called, and this is dedicated to where we're heading as we move our poetry reading to whatever diner is awaiting for us. This is called At the Waverly. Glazed pastries on display, catching my eye as steaming plates of nourishment race by in the blink of an endless cups of coffee, always refilling. Cannot stop the insatiable thirst for caffeine. Cannot stop the happiness at the bottom of. Happiness in the sip of. Happiness in the steam rising. Milkshakes if you want. Eggs if you want. Anything if you want. Desire met. Burgers saturated in the grease of the time. Shoot the shit till the break of dawn. Sit alone, ponder life. Write a poem, sip my coffee. Contentment, contentment, I whisper your name. All night diner.
Yeah. Moose.
And for the record, the original piece that I wrote that on has a burger schmear, like, right across the page, because that's exactly where I was sitting at the time. I was at the Waverly eating my burger.
Here are,
Hey, wait, I'm gonna read something.
Dude.
It's a, short piece. Well, yeah, okay. I'm actually gonna read from... This is a poem that has been reformatted for the children's section of Issues Now. The future is only chopped up bits of the present. Question. There is nothing but A, clouds and light, B, Cheetos and lizards,
B,
Bob Saget in a death match with Ronald McDonald.
So B.
What was the question again?
There is nothing but... And the answer is all of the above.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm drinking this wine right here. That would be pretty good.
Oh, I think I need a glass.
This one, I feel kind of elegant with this wine.
Nice and poetly.
I declare this recorded buffalo back on. In the spirit of this particular piece, which is nice and laid back, I'm going to read a real angry piece.
Nice.
This is called Rant. I'm tired of the poets who are pasting their image on an 8x12 glossy as they flick and flash their business card instead of a handshake and proper greeting. I was promised words of thought and inspiration, but all I've heard is everything that drives me to write in anger. Slam hurts my head, and I'm tired of those who've turned the spoken word of intelligence into an art of looking for approval. You want to rate me? You want to judge me? Flash a 10 in my face and let me stand in the middle of my praise?
flash me a smile, but I say fuck that, because that's not me. I'm not in it for the spotlight. I'm not in it for the applause. I am not a revolutionary. I am a man speaking my mind amongst a million, hoping that the scatter brings something home and I learn something from you. If that makes me different, then I'll weep for you. Don't you know that the hippie generation failed? I hope you enjoyed the coke and the lewds in your blowout bash, because I'd like to thank you for this world we've inherited. But my generation is to blame as well. I've been told we're called Generation X, but I'd call us Generation S. And S is for the sheep I see as we melt our brains on the 5.1 Dolby sounds to create the entertainment centers that I would call our minds. Fuck you!
Yeah.
I'll stand on my soapbox until my feet give out before me if that's what I have to do to get your attention. I'll preach to an empty room if I must. Perhaps the mice hiding in the cracks in the dark understand better than we do. I am not a revolutionary. I am not a revolutionary. I am not a revolutionary. I will proclaim myself as nothing. I am me. And I'd wish you'd be you. So hear my cry. Wake up!
Yeah!
Boost!
To be sure, one knows what goes down where hobos goes to docks at dawn. Blue boots black now worn. A spider terror does throw thy heels before soul's poles. And weary eyes crack back to when the nose at sky did point again. Smiles on head are worn again. But worry not, ye who listens, time is now for yours and true. Grab those feet and make amends. All it takes is time's true dance that you walk through anyhow. So make a fist, and wrinkles do speak of all that time spent smiling.
I like that. Yeah, that's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got one.
Yeah, do it.
I put yourself over here.
Thank you.
Here, while you're fishing it out, here's a short piece. This is untitled.
There ain't nothing that's the way it was, but there ain't nothing that ever was the way it is. So it's all good because the world continues to go in circles in its own little dyslexic fits and hats.
So I fucked that shit up. I got it on mic.
Try that shit again. Untitled. There ain't nothing that's the way it was, but there ain't nothing that ever was the way it is. So it's all good because the world continues to go in circles in its own little dyslexic fits and paths of symmetry. Round and round, but no one knows what it's all about. Doesn't matter when no one really cares to look. For some reason, I have it stuck in my head that it does.
Yeah, moose.
Okay, this is a Crispin Glover was pinstriped and greased up for the occasion.
Yeah.
They know. But I've grown free of this grove of death. The walls are encrusted with wanton graffiti of people searching for a name. These big plans are sodden life rafts. Ideograms of rescue, scrawl tablets of unconscious memory, lines overlapping in my sleep, windows closed, waiting for the storm to break alone. Cash money prices, I can see penalty of forgetting. I will not forget. Metropolitan Avenue robot seed came and revoked my vision. $4 bought me only Lexington and starvation buckets. Girl red hair, sand on the ocean floor. I have learnt the lessons I must know, and I'm not afraid now to die. Meditation essential, drawing qualities turn and change color. I closed off my heartache to plain and dust and long travel. Mind scoured innocence and discovery like new revised. Only thing to do now is type and live. Thank you, my dear, for giving me this bitter loneliness. Sunlit patches on the ocean floor. Heavy secret breast, quail thump meat of madness. Tussle these marbles down to the ice. The fish here I catch with my bare hands. Laughing. I write on the train, air cool, smell of rotten meat, no saving the city. I have walked incredible distances, leaving behind girls who smell of the sea, coming to curbs of dissipation, these curls of sweat upon my brow, hot coffee a dollar, years trickle from my eyes, uncontrollable shutters of gates closed, closed, nights spent tossing in bed, sheets twist into writhing snakes around me. Pull up a chair, I don't mind buying, dig in. They are the makers of these walls. Sensation drove out abacus divisions. Scales weight with misery trails. Poets headshots. Death tabloids bullshit. Squalor population recorded. Delilah. Oh. Fuck it to completion. Crash and ruin. Inconstancy. Pride lost. Dress in black. Tie the dog. Cage the taxi driver to the wolves. The silly democracy. Ride the winds. Shoot back. No patience. Annals of horseshit. To the cold database of sullied days. Motorcars afire. Cheer up. Hold your breath. Momentous consequences. Dharma. Leap into the garden.
Yeah.
I was gonna do the horse piece. Remember it.
Alright.
I find it funny that, like, I actually can remember some of my poetry. Like, sometimes on the train, and I'll, like, remember a whole poem that, like, I just wrote. And, like, you know, like, that, like, you know, I wouldn't have expected to remember because it's just, like, off the cuff. But, that's good. Gives me hope.
I can only remember, like, small fragments once in a great while.
Yeah.
It's bad. It gives me no hope.
Alright, well, the spirit of knowing. This is a song about Thundercats. The other day, a horse gave me the finger. Realizing the impossibility of this, I asked the horse, "Horse, why don't you like me?" And the horse said, "Fuck you, you motherfucking father-fucking son of a bitch! Your kind and mine have not gotten along since the beginning of time!" Naturally, this saddened me. So I turned to the horse and I looked at him, and he looked at me. And I smiled, and he smiled, and we both had some soft ice cream. Okay. Let's go into the prayer. Watch yourself, spirit. Watch yourself dance. In time, you'll know. Do I destroy you? My mind, your cartoons did nothing for me. I still smoke pot. I still did drugs. I am alive, alive, alive. Is Ginsburg alive, alive, alive? Is Smiles alive, alive, alive? Is True is now alive, alive? Okay. Love so dearly and so deeply. True is now alive, alive. Let's just say that was the poem.
This isn't what I was gonna read, but this song popped up and this is what I felt like reading to it. You've all heard this before, but fuck it, because you've all heard all of these before.
Yeah.
This is called The True Story of My Youth.
Yeah.
Many years ago, down at the crossroads on a dusty road, the devil had come to collect his due. Son, he said, we've danced the dance of the damned many a year, and I've always been with you through the good and the bad. Now you turned your back on the others, and the time has come. Oh, the time has come. Well, the sun settled back into the night as the twilight shrouded the road before me, and my shadow fell long and wide into the great unknown. I squinted hard at the imposing figure in front of me as that demonic friend, that great evil fiend that had allowed me to lean upon his shoulder for so long, pulled out a piece of parchment and told me it was time for me to sign. I looked hard, I did. No, I won't lie. I looked hard. The terms were those I had written in my own hand, and I looked back at the barren wasteland I had left as a prideful blight behind, and we both knew I couldn't go back. I looked ahead, and the road looked worse because it didn't lie. Oh no, it didn't lie. So I looked inside and I knew what I had to do. I looked the devil in the eye and I said, "Devil, I don't need you."
Yeah.
Well, my evil friend looked at me with the look of one who's seen the fool of fools and laughed his laugh until it rang off the land for 1,000 miles. And he said, "Boy, you're a fool. No one says no now. I'm all you have and the road ahead can't be walked alone. You need me or the road will be your death." Now I knew what he said was the truth, but I searched inside and I summed up my strength. Oh, I summed up my strength and I said, "Devil, you can take your contract, you can take your pitchfork, and you can shove them both up your demonic ass, because I'd rather die alone than keep going with the likes of you. And so I wrested my tattered soul from the clutches of the devil, and with the tip of my hat and my suitcase in my hand, I departed down that treacherous road, because if I don't have God and I've told off the devil, then I'll do it alone with no regrets. No regrets.
Moose! Moose!
Yeah. This is called perdu. French for lost. I saw you out to sea and put you on a boat. There is a thinking man who called the seasons from this wave-crushed year of dreams. I thought I would marry. There's talk now of 48-hour relationships. The nuclear watch hauling hard tides over the memory of the sun. And the names come trickling back in my brain in ones and twos like wounded soldiers. Out of sight, out of mind. I pull her grave open and my mind close it shut. My soul is drinking love, drink to love. I finish my glass, pour my sanity into the gutter so it can be there with a hair dye and cigarettes. The sad story repeats itself 1,000 times, but for a long time now I've been brooding, watching years lost wine. I've done with more than I can say. Hectic, savage spirals, she is drinking herself in apocalyptic haze, covering my mouth crazy with hallucinatory recollection. I wander, and sitting here, mind tied to abortive melodies, patience and rebellion. There is nothing that can keep me permanently or no fuck the rest from fate. Mistakes I see, and burn, creased photographs, in cold. Blue.
Yeah.
Moose! Did you bring anything to read, Brian?
No, that's enough, unfortunately. Oh. Actually, I don't know. Maybe I have something in my bag.
I like those lyrics back.
Yeah.
Earlier at the last. God, that was only a month ago, and a month ago, and a month ago, and a month ago before that. How many readings have we been to
That's
altogether?
That's a very good question.
Like, altogether.
Actually, can you back me up? Let me take a look. I may have
Is this one right?
That's
mine.
Where's yours?
Here's the liver.
Is that it down there?
Yeah, there's a the frame. And we were definitely doing readings while Dave was making the liberator.
I remember
those
that.
Were early ones where like the apostle still had like power.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember doing something.
I remember talking with him about the liberator in the office, and he was like, yeah, nobody's gonna send their names to anything. I was actually thinking about it the other day.
So if that was 303, and this is 205, so we've at least had
303, 205.
Right now it's 2:05, February 05,
oh, right.
and April 03, so that's 24.
We were doing it since,
plus two. It's like 26 readings that we've had at least since the Liberator came out.
Well, yeah, and then there's been more, I probably missed like a total of 3 or 4 while I was going out with more.
If that.
I think I missed 2 or 3.
Yeah. I think I missed a handful, like here and there, but not too many.
I don't know.
This is a very, very short seven series of titles written in a bar. Titles, like Roman numerals, called The Wrath of E.J. Clement. 1. Eye contact. The soul is crushed. 2. The vocal minority. Who won the pool tonight? 3. Asian food is terrible. 4. Redirected rage. Mikey! 5. It was my chestnuts. The Fifth Amendment is shit. 6. The peripheral approach. 2020 hindsight. 7. War protesters trapped in a room. Burning. The ivory tower.
Yeah. Before we do anything else, should we call Dave?
Yeah, this is starting to get late even by Portland hours. I don't know if we went out.
It's 9:44.
9:44 over there?
Yeah.
I said,
his number?
Just call him. If it works and we get him, we'll put it by the mic, so hopefully we can record Dave's phone conversation. Hello?
Hello?
Dave?
Oh, jeez. Is this the Buffalo meeting?
Yeah. Man, you've been buffaloed.
You know, I'm drunk and doing the dishes.
Yes! We just came back from a diner where we read poetry.
Yeah, we were waiting until you were drunk and doing dishes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, who's there?
All of us.
Dave?
Also?
Guess what we have?
You want me to read?
What?
You want me to read?
Yeah. I do, but guess what we have?
What?
The new copy of Is True Is Now, right in front of us.
Oh, is it beautiful?
I think it is. They all think it sucks, though.
I stole his pants.
Seriously, all of them. Every last pair I had.
Well, I'd like to see it.
His pants?
So, me and the Paladin drank a whole bottle of Australian wine tonight.
Oh, nice.
We walked 2 hours looking around for the nearest liquor store and failed. But they were definitely closed indefinitely.
Bastard.
Oh, damn.
Their doors boarded up. It was an awful sight. Liquor store sign blazing in the darkness with no one admitting.
Hey, Fleece, how's your girl?
Oh, she's wonderful. She's teaching Kerouac and Ginsberg.
Yeah, nice.
She's teaching
his prose.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Holy shit.
So very excited.
I registered Buffalo Poets at Gmail.
Buffalo Poets, eh?
Yeah, because you guys registered Buffalo Readings at Gmail.
Hold on, let me just check this for a second.
You think, or do you know?
No, it looks like we are recording right now.
Here goes.
Alright. Noah's in the bathroom.
I am death that won't die. I am hunger never fed. Mine is a vision never seen. I am void of hate, but filled with fear of modern time. I cannot keep still. I am an interesting bore, an uncured ailment, uneasily engrossed with minute forces that move mountains. I wear a face filled with a blank. You seem to worry over this. I am filled with an afflicted pain. I am drawn too beautifully. My mind deceives. I fear my mind. There is not enough time to explain why. We would all die and rot 1,000 times before I get clear. Mine is a mouth stained with teeth. I leave my skin laying around the room. All the tea I drank, I keep in my empty belly. My laughter brings only tears. I go on walks, but the streets have beat me to destination. I dance, but the music is all dead. My body is a hole in the universe.
Yeah!
Moose! Moose!
Living is a habit that will kill you.
Hell yeah. Right now, man.
Guardians are surreal. Arrows are defeatable. Spies are libraries. Governments are full of fear.
Yeah. That is their job, you know.
Okay, I think last week I went into Crazy Dirge and wrote like 8 pages.
Yeah.
All different things. So I'm gonna read something off of it.
Alright.
At best, I am a conscious mind hoping to progress in modern form. But I contain no promise that America will not subdue my spirit, but any of you will strike me down. It is not in blind faith that I follow to the grave, but with determination do I struggle to step forward, so that the future can follow the past. What does this mean? I do not know. You must ask the ancients. Do not look for me for answers. Look through me for the truth. I am only projecting a mind I do not understand. Who is projecting and who is receiving? Who asked such question?
Yeah.
Moose! Who is asking and who is perceiving?
You have to answer that for yourself. I don't know.
Brooklyn is!
That, at least.
Listen, it's all about Brooklyn. Everything else doesn't count.
Is that Jordan?
No one tell you about the spray-painted bushes?
Oh, I forgot to mention.
No.
No.
Oh, I forgot to mention that. Go for it, Dave.
Look, there is a spot in Portland, and it's called Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, holla.
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 And we were walking down there, and there's like people are big on like bushes and like just pulling stuff in front of their lawn, like bamboo and fern and stuff.
Wow.
It had like this big long row of edges, and someone spray painted it.
Yeah, someone tagged up
on the hedges.
On the hedges.
That is Brooklyn.
It was huge. It was like 4 or 6 inches long.
Oh, no joke.
Over on a busy road. It was quite brilliant.
Yeah, someone just tagged up on the edges.
That's awesome. That's more Brooklyn than Brooklyn.
It was very Brooklyn, and I was really glad to see it.
What's it called? Was it Blackzilla, or what was the one we saw?
No. Oh, El Blackie?
El Blackie, yes.
El Blackie.
Somebody El Blackie. Actually tagged up El Blackie somewhere in the middle of Seattle, or?
Tacoma.
Tacoma, that's right. It was Tacoma.
Tacoma.
It was in the middle of nowhere in Tacoma, right by the Tacoma Dome.
It was underneath the bridge.
That's right, underneath the bridge by the Tacoma Dome.
That's right, right by the Tacoma Dome. Wasn't Eminem playing that day?
It was Kid Rock or something. It was like the K Rock tour or something like that.
We ate Vietnamese food.
What?
We ate what did we eat? We
teriyaki. And we read that book on nuclear stuff in the middle of the place because they had a book stand in the middle of the teriyaki place.
We were planning to steal their children.
That's right. They're cute daughters.
Noah, are you going to read something?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Noah's going to read.
Yeah. Incidentally, Dave, just so you know, we're doing retro night at the Buffalo because none of us have any new shit.
So we're all reading the old.
Yeah. This is called Staring Off from the Brooklyn Side of the East River at Night.
Yeah.
Sitting by the city's last gleaming, but it's the infinity that truly strikes thee. Dark inequality with the yellowed flashing of eternity that I can only call life. Its electric wattage flowing and pulsing in its own time, not tied to you and I, but causing creative by our own hand. Our own dreams. Our own nightmares. Our own greed to fuel our own being. But the water laps and my mind is in bliss, suddenly surrendered into the serenity of the moment, the time upon eternal, because I'm continually stuck in the present.
Yeah! Sorry, let me cut you off.
So is your G4 recording external voices besides...
Everything. You're recorded.
Yeah, you're recorded, I'm recorded, we all recorded.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Speaking of talking, right. I want to hear somebody else's voice.
Yeah, wait, I have something picked out. Let's see if I can just grab it right back to it. Here it is. This is something that I haven't read in a while, or maybe I had never read. 5:51 a.m. Bingo. I suppose in spoke of time, peak and prod, color and space, music, thought, land, and wisdom, next of ours will drain oil from our waste when sun grows dim, when colds is here, our plastic bags, our feces, our matter, our papers and plastic CDs, our photographs and videotapes, our land and wisdom lay quiet unknowns, far dark light, past horizon, past knowable, is to know in perfection space, our newspapers, forest, vacation, truck line, decomposed to crude oil, underfoot top crust bread rock, billions of barrels of buttery progress just waiting to fuel the raw aspirations of time's unending mind. Fractal show your face, dash O.
All right, please, this is an old piece. All of them are. Too loud to hear the crash of a turgid locomotive. The half-deaf stumbling out of insurance houses and breweries. Ironic t-shirts saved from the 80s and born again under a Sambuca haze. Their bones rattle out of shitty apartments. Skulls deconstructed. Mystery diagrams written in news reports. And coming down from drugs, I held my ear up to the radio man and began to listen. I'm listening with high fidelity. I heard this poem in a nightmare from Paul Verlaine's dying lips under the shadow of a midtown's hell. I saw the forest dying, Fleece. I saw the rivers disappear in a flood of light.
I saw the DJs and PlayStation stop whining, the rented DVDs slowing imperceptibly and ruining the rhythm of this modern age, and the fear is running for me, but for a single candle flickering, the wall is coming apart in my hands. What demon awoke and built this city? What eyes looked for Coca-Cola and found only water? I remember you vomiting in the garden, Fleece. I remember you vomiting in the buffalo room. Back turned, chained to a white plastic can. An old soldier shuffling a market in 160 proof vodka coming out your small cat nostrils. Concrete air snapping neck bones of passerby trading their dreams for stock options. Have you heard? These places are stealing our minds, stealing our biographies, buying politics and silence and blood. So I walked out to do some thinking. But thinking would not find me as there I would be found. It's a winning proposition. People pay to die. It's on my sweat. I have words of cotton paper in my ear and I'm waiting calmly for the day. 2. Taking abandoned children out for a ride, Fleece, you have survived the radiation bomb that will consume this city in less than 3 months. Jumped ship and are now resting slowly, eyes dimmed by Oregon marijuana, in the arms of your baby. And what strange walk brought us here? Now, 600 leagues, 1,000 years laid bare, the trees are laden with paper bags now, and touching fingers over telephone wire, this sanity is dependent on, that time is running out now, and soon I'll be gone, 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 like the house in Jersey City I never saw, gone, like your mother's voice timbered with cocaine roughness, calling the police wondering where the fuck you were, the paper dust of your literally thousands of poems, gathering into great wordless graphs like the eyes of Ginsberg's beautiful dead engineers, gone. And Morrison is drained of all his whiskey now, Fleece. It's ready for you to drink. It's on my sweat. People pay to die. I have words of cotton paper in my ear, and I'm waiting calmly for the day.
Yeah! Moose!
Where's Mike the Saint?
Right here.
He's off to your right.
Brilliant.
Sitting by the 151 room.
Yeah.
What sayest thou, Mike O'Saint?
Hey.
Yo, Rod, you got one you're gonna read?
Why not? Yeah, wait a minute. I thought I did have one. Alright, we'll just read this one then and hope for the best. Because God knows what could happen if I read the wrong poem.
Become a world without shoes. A world without shoes.
The third dimension might invert entirely.
The third and sixth dimensions have switched them.
Sorry.
What does that mean? I don't know, but it explains my plaid outfit, I'm certain.
We have assholes for noses, and all we do is smell horrible.
Oh man, that would ruin your taste.
Why? Why do I exist?
Now everything just tastes like shit, literally.
Night.
We're in Jersey! What the fuck?
Are you sure
the sixth dimension
where you hear?
The sixth dimension where everything is Jersey.
That's right. Everything smells like shit and everything is always in New Jersey.
The Jersey planet of the sixth dimension.
Yo, Raj, read that piece, man.
Did I have a piece to read?
Yeah, you said I got
it. Yeah, you did. I got some haiku.
Oh, we can go into those two, but, alright.
I want to hear some of Fleece's haikus.
Well, yeah, look, I'll just, like, meld these two into one since they're short enough.
Alright.
12:28 a.m., your mom's really hot, in epilogue. Micro digits inscribe on sphere. Illusions the whole world you hear. Observer is true. Life, gravity, light, and time. Before you tied and true and used to two light and lines. Access granted and explodes the details of homes and roads. And floating smoke curls out your nose through cartoon time. Pretend, pretend. Flipping space and time is mind. What mind does tell is history and wonder. And time and self, your explosive thunder. Yesterday was was and tomorrow's coming. We travel instantly from point to point in ship of eye. We have from what we did yesterday, with which we will make what will be mañana. 11:29 p.m. It powers through smoke and offensive odors, hovering on ass, stool, back, and foot. Hound down to sleep now. I looked down the screen tube to mine true and yet to be true. I wiggle my fingers round on pounding key town and compile the marks on faraway superhighway knowing.
Yeah. We gotta go to La Palina again sometime soon.
That's a good place.
La Palina?
That's the Italian food.
I wanna take Claudia there.
Alright.
Hey, Fleece, I met a girl.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'm really into her.
Buffalo readings last week, there were a lot of pretty girls, and I danced with all of them.
Yeah!
Man, I gotta go to Portland.
We all said this Buffalo shit would get us laid. That's why we started it in the first place. We're like, we ain't getting laid enough. Let's go read some poetry in the street. And we got laid, we did, but it wasn't.
No.
Good.
Hey, wait, what's today's date?
What?
What's today's date?
This 18th.
Hey, on the 20th. First is the anniversary of the very first Buffalo reading.
The 21st?
The 21st.
221.
And it ended at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
And it was the 21st and the 22nd.
That's right.
The anniversary of the very first Buffalo reading.
That was when we got everybody to wear those 3D glasses on the PATH train.
Right.
No, you should print out 3D poetry.
Yeah.
Nice.
Where's them haikus?
Yeah, feed us some haikus.
I wrote these haiku either Monday or Wednesday. I don't remember. I've been really busy this week, and I've been getting drunk.
Nice. Busy getting drunk.
It's really nice.
Me too. Me too. I ain't been working at all.
So here we go. All the students go somewhere else in the sunlight. Cross the street and back.
Moose.
Wandering mind peers into situation. What's the point to it?
Yeah, moose.
Birds fly above roofs. The church bell doesn't ring now. The moon in the sky.
Yeah, go on, man.
Downtown Portland Street, where buses, people, and cars. Modern day fashion.
Yeah.
Haiku is empty, syllable words in meter, unknown breath pushed out.
Yeah.
Empty pickup trucks hold air in the carriages, the glove compartment.
Nice.
All right.
We hold no culture. My family is formless air. Why are we all here?
Yeah.
I am in this school, not a class to go to, sitting in the hall.
That's my favorite one.
Everyone likes that one. I was sitting in PSU and just looking out the window and just started to write haiku.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun. I had a vision.
Yes?
There is no world, only the void. There are no objects or body. The soul inside the body takes no form and inhabits no part of the body. Sitting silently in the void. The whole thing.
I got a couple of small pieces that I read. I got inspired by Dave doing small pieces.
Alright.
Here, this one I haven't read in a long time. I don't think since like the first Buffalo I did. It's only one sentence.
Yeah.
Time, tick away, pass on by, and tick me off another day.
Yeah. Moose.
All right, I'm going to move up. This one has two sentences.
Damn you, fuck it.
So up. This is... Just double production, why don't you? All right, this is called Is. Silence muffled behind the wall while the creaks echo to the cracks that support the integrity of it all. Eyes bound tight, staring in fright at the closed light, but in fear of the touch that is looked for beyond the prison wall.
Yeah.
Oh shit, Fleece, I have a poem for you.
Wait, hold on. Let's just finish him up. Alright, this one's, this is a non-poem. This is from my music series. This also shows up in the new Is True Is Now.
Yeah.
My personal literacy appears to be ill-fated. As I've finished reading my book in time for this train delay to leave me pondering as I stare off towards the distance at the dull train wall and all this dull nothing as we sit going nowhere with the promise of better times ahead. Another day and another slow trudge towards an attainable but suddenly far-off goal.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Alright, and the last one I'm going to read in this series of small pieces, this is another one from my music series. I wrote this a while ago. What if the most brilliant mind that ever existed never said a word to anybody? He simply sat and twiddled his thumbs while heaving a sigh when we came his way. Perhaps he figured out all our cures and all our riddles as he cringed at the thought of us while he waited for time's embrace to sweep him out from amongst us.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What? Hermitage.
Hey, Fleece, you want to hear when I was 1 to 5 years? It's been a while.
Yeah, man. Let's hear it.
Hi. You drunk dishwasher?
Oh, another Puerto Rican story.
Hey, locos vatos.
You want dishes clean, boss?
What?
Give me manifest knives over there. I can do it, alright?
The knife appears and suddenly just leaps toward Noah.
Look, man, if you can manifest a knife 3,000 miles away from here and, like, stab me, my dying breath, I'll salute you. I mean that. I'll just be like, my dying words will be like, man, my dying words will be, good show, old man.
Good show.
Manifest some goddamn whiskey.
Now that's angry.
That's angry.
You can only tip a hat to that kind of anger.
Yeah, one time I was so angry that my anger actually created a bologna sandwich.
What, did you eat it?
No, I couldn't.
No, man.
I couldn't even go near it. I looked at it for like
an hour. Just radiated.
That's funny. I was
it's real. It's real. You touch it, and it just feels...
I always wondered where bologna comes from.
Rage. One. And I want to shave with real razor blades now. I want the ass to a girl I never knew existed. I want to shoot ducks with the ghost of Jack Kennedy. And we're all for real, all for blind and stumbling kittens. I want to sleep but feel a bad dream coming on. When the pastel markings of your mental beatings have long since faded for good. When they told me I was deaf, abstention from death was useless. Taste the dirt and never write again. The jails they are crafting have infinite rooms, open gates, trustees rattling infinite keys. Packed heat and soundless wandering, a crowd with no number, HBO and a fever dream, shaved heads and cropped Harlem apartments, cigarettes, prosperity, oh, but you do not remember. I knocked down empires like drying leaves. They are building monoliths of stone into space, industrial libraries with cameras and dust and notebooks. The new automatons gaze like blazing jewels, cold and personal, dead, makers' masks guarding no light to be seen. Coming out of the opera, I want they dropped the hydrogen bomb 50 years ago in XXI century span. Drinking hot water, the crown of a king in my name, but no angry sticks in my fists. Salt on my breath, stuck in place, burning, chewed by fleas and anarchist squat. Unable to sleep when I sweated bleary Jack Daniels and choked down Buddhist chants. Seeing no satori but millipedes in the heat. Every betrayal is tragic, every breath a test of my will. Coughs of blood in a hallway, they sit in a cafe. Old samurai movies on a projector, hands seamed with work. I'm alone, nearly unremembered, but true, true. Do you recall the hands that put you here? What shallow memories put you into this urban agony? And who came by to wake you up? Two, I went to graves of warriors lay. Penitence like a brother's stranger tailing to my task. From rude indignity we came. To Sugarloaf we're going back. When I was 1 to 5 years, I want to drive in low Camaro, wheels coasting over tarmac, blank diction staring head-on into camera. Go away forever. I remember. Shock me. I remember. Confused lyrics of ripped jeans by bicycle hound search for a place to smoke a joint. You know, Aaron, you're never gonna finish your novel like this. Driving a cab in the blackout, I want to blow my clogged nose in my hand and breathe in the goddamn city again. A slave of the mob, I want to stack warm water as high as my face. Astronomer discredited, I want to see meteor vapor, ripple ocean, give terminal scheme and metier to my millions of prophecies. Covered in holiday streamers and stumbling out of a burning bus, I
I call mother on Yom Kippur. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. I want to play cheap video games forever, not bothered, only a beaten pile of reeds and air. I'm rare to be kept close, a single shot not fired. I'm peeking over the balcony. No, 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 I will not serve you. Decaf, fat, Latino woman, pantsuit blazing as the sun.
Yeah! Moose!
Man. What?
Dave, Brian's leaving.
Yeah, I gotta, actually, I gotta go too.
Mike's getting out of here too. Shit, this is his phone.
This is the dissolution of the Buffalo readings right here, of this session.
Well, that, you know, this would be great. I mean, I wish we could all...
Crazy buggers in the night. It will be on.
You know, when the Buffalo go, they all go.
Over there. What can you tell me now? Criminy, criminy.
Yo, Raj.
But Christ and crap.
Yeah?
Much bullshit to die.
Yo, Raj.
Yes?
Do you want to hang out for a while? Doing a lot of the design stuff anyway, because I don't have that artistic ability.